You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday met with Jean Todt, the United Nations Secretary General's Special Envoy for Road Safety, and a delegation from the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe. The UN General Assembly proclaimed the period of 2011 to 2020 as the Decade of Action for Road Safety, noting that nearly 1.3 million people die and between 20 and 50 million more are injured as a result of road crashes. The Executive Secretary of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, Christian Fritz Bock, told Vatican Radio's Antonino Galafaro that this is a crisis which disproportionately affects the poor.
The key message is that road accidents kill 1.25 million people every year, but we know how to avoid it. We know how to create safe cars. We know how to create safe roads. We know how to make safe drivers that drive properly on the roads and avoid these accidents. And that's why we need to scale up our efforts. We need to get all countries in the world to ratify and implement the United Nations Road Safety Conventions. If we work together in doing this, we can save millions of lives in the coming years up to 2030. With the Sustainable Development Goals that world leaders have just approved, we have promised citizens all over the world that we will halve the number of deaths and fatalities and injuries from road accidents. We will halve it by 2030. So we have promised to reduce the number significantly, cut it in half. But to do so, we need to scale up our efforts, and therefore we need countries to engage and implement the tools to create safe roads, safe cars, and safe drivers.
So that's why you're here, to allow people around the world to know your message through the Pope.
It was a unique moment to meet the Pope, and the Pope is perhaps the strongest voice in the world to convince countries and communities and citizens to do more to prevent road accidents and save lives. And this was the strong message that we wanted to hear. It was the commitment we got from the Pope that he is behind the efforts to reduce road crashes and save lives on the roads, and save the hundreds and thousands of kids and women and men who are killed on the roads every day, save their lives. And the Pope's voice is extremely important in order to really create this global campaign to create road safety for all our citizens.
And how did the Pope react to your message?
The Pope expressed his support. He was there. He was actively engaged in a conversation, and he expressed also by his visible presence a strong support for the campaign to create safe roads for our kids and for our citizens. And this is the strongest message we can get. He is a unique excellency, and his Holy Father, just by his support to this campaign, can make a difference, will make a difference, and will help us to save lives on roads.
This problematic not only concerns the poor countries, which the Pope talks about a lot, but also Rome, Paris. How do you explain this worldwide phenomenon? That's, is the message here in the developed countries not heard? We can assume that we can hear the message, maybe not in the poor countries where there are other problematics. How do you explain that the problem is worldwide?
Well, road accidents is a threat to all of us. I think all of us who have kids, we remember the first days sending them to school and praying and hoping that they would come safe back from school again. Every single day, 500 kids do not make it. They get killed by a car or by an accident on the roads. And this is still a problem in the rich countries. It's a severe, serious problem in the poor countries. So once again, the poor people and the poor children around in the world are those who are most vulnerable, because the countries have not invested in safe cars, they have not invested in safe roads, they have not educated their drivers to drive safely and don't drink when they drive. And that's why poor countries and poor people are those most affected. And we know His Holiness, the Holy Father's strong commitment to address problems of inequality and address problems of poverty. And also here, this is a sign of poverty, that we leave all these kids in poor countries vulnerable every day, and that we leave the citizens vulnerable to be hit by a car and killed in a road crash every day. So it's also a question of social justice. It's a question of equality, and it's a question, first and foremost, of saving lives and avoiding injuries.